The one-show dialogue on global security has attracted around 50 renowned scholars from China and other countries such as the US, Russia, Japan, Germany, and India. Jonathan Corrado with a New York-based think tank says despite the differences between the United States and China, policymakers from the two countries should try to create an environment in which they can contribute to global security by working together.
The U.S. and China relationship is the most important bilateral relationship in the world. So goes the U.S.-China relationship. So goes much of the trajectory of world history. So a lot is at stake. A lot depends on the ability to which and the extent to which we are able to continue to cooperate and find new avenues of cooperation as well.
Corrado also says there are quite a few challenges that the U.S. and China can tackle together.
Normally when non-traditional security challenges, that question is asked, it's in reference to transnational threats like terrorism, drugs, piracy, etc. And those are all avenues where we could see enhanced coordination, but also on things like combating climate change. That's another area where China and America can really work together a lot more than they are currently because they share a lot of the same challenges moving forward.
The U.S. expert says, given China's status as the second largest economy in the world, continued regional stability as well as a smooth diplomatic relationship with other countries are keys to sustained growth. The Security Forum is being held as the situation on the Korean Peninsula continues to move forward, something that is being highlighted at the event. Christine Worth is another taking part. He's from a Hamburg, Germany-based institute. He's taken time to note China's role in the most recent Inter-Korea Summit and the U.S.-North Korea Summit in Singapore.
When we talk about the Korean Peninsula, I think Chinese role has been somewhat in the background, but still visible and in the sense stabilizing because China has consistently emphasized the diplomatic solutions to the tensions on the Korean Peninsula and has also directly and also by its mere presence helped the North Korean government to engage with the U.S. and South Korea.
Worth also says some of China's major proposals, many of them economic-oriented, have contributed to global governance and reflect China's approach to peace and prosperity.
Belt and Road Initiative and provision of aid and also financial means to establish infrastructure certainly helps to develop many regions in the world that have been left out from this from development in general. It has also in Europe now been seen from two different angles. In some ways, of course, or in many ways, it has been seen very positive because it provides more economic opportunities to engage China. And that's why European countries have also been participating in the AIIB, for instance.
The Security Forum is being organized by Chinese People's Association for Peace and Disarmament. The event wraps up on Thursday. For CRI, this is Yu Yang.